Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is Twit.
Bandwidth for the GizWiz is brought to you by CashFly at CACHEFLY.com.
It's time for the GizWiz with Mad's maddest writer, Dick DiBartolo. This is episode 1470, recorded Wednesday, May 28th, 2014. Liquid Management.
And now, get ready for Dick.
Today on the GizWiz, we have standing bags, standing flashlights, and standing chads. All next.
It's the same dumb show with Dickie D.
And OG Chad.
Twit TV. It's time for the GizWiz because gadgets are his business. They've got a gizmo sickness, geek disease.
A nerd pathology.
Rows and rows of USBs. Growing, glowing LEDs. Get ready for the GizWiz now.
I hope you are ready for the GizWiz. I hope we're recording the show. I have no idea. And let me welcome you to Mad's Maddest Writer, Dickie D, Dick DiBartolo. How you doing, man?
I'm doing super. You don't have are you like Twit's twittiest host? Do you have a little tagline like that?
The red-haired menace or the red...
The red-haired menace? Oh, yeah. Okay. Mad's Maddest Writer and the red-haired menace.
John's yelling at me. No, you're the twittiest. Don't cut yourself short, he's saying.
Twittiest.
Twittiest.
Chat room, Jeff in the chat room suggests the redheaded stepchild.
Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't have a good ring to it, though.
No. I like Mad's Maddest Writer. Twit's twittiest twit.
Twitter.
There you go.
On Twitter.
There you go.
Yeah. Now, before we get started, I've been working to get more addicted to caffeine.
Oh, really? How's that going?
Everyone else is trying to get less addicted. I'm trying to get more addicted. So,
why is that?
You know,
why does one want?
I feel like everyone has a vice, and I'm just going to choose mine now, so that it's not that bad in the future. I feel caffeine is a pretty good problem to have. I don't.
Oh, okay.
But you know, Twit's a really great company because they have my back. Just today, they got me this cup.
Oh, wow!
It's a little bit large for the audio listeners. This cup is about 2 feet, maybe a foot in diameter.
Wow!
And just for reference, we have a household pair. I don't know why we said.
Yeah, that's an excellent analogy.
Here's Alex,
right there.
How big is this cup?
10 inches.
Oh, wow, I was off by 2 inches. So 10-inch diameter of the cup.
That's probably, I would say that's a 14K cup. You would need to brew 14 different K cups to fill that cup.
Yeah, I would agree. I don't know if this is going to fit underneath the
milk.
Yeah. So anyway, I'm.
You know, did they give you the matching saucer? Because I believe the saucer is about 3 feet across.
Yeah, the saucer wouldn't fit in the UPS truck, unfortunately.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
you could use a hubcap.
8 equals 20 regular cups. Only 20.
Oh my word!
Yeah. Wow.
What is that thing? What does that weigh?
A lot. I would say. 6 or 7 pounds, easy. I
mean, is it glass?
It's porcelain. It's porcelain.
Oh my word! Don't drop that, babe.
Yeah. So anyway, I think I'm ready to take my first swig here of the cup. So the way to do it is it's kind of hard to pick up. So you just kind of have to dig in there.
It had a baby.
It had a little baby cup. So anyway, now when you're ready to drink this one,
Look
at that.
I feel like I'm watching Brian Brushwood do amazing magical
feel like this
things.
Is the worst magic trick in the history of magic tricks. We had a big cup, now we have a smaller cup. And this one's filled with nerds. Weren't expecting that, were you?
All those years working with Brian was not lost.
No. Good quality entertaining there, what I learned from Brushwood. So, how have you been? How's your week been?
Week has been good. Thank you. Did you go to the Petaluma Memorial Day parade?
You know, I didn't. By the way, we found the saucer here, you know, so.
Oh, okay.
It's wow. Just a dinner plate. But I love the logo. This was IT Protein.
That is amazing. So that's not going to be the thing next month where you have to buy it within 30 days? Not going to be that
I mug. Wish that this was our Teespring for next month. Unfortunately, it might cost like hundreds of dollars.
I was just going to say.
Yeah, yeah.
The cup would be $10. Shipping would be $500.
Right, right. You know, for Memorial Day, I just stayed at home. I really didn't do anything fancy.
Okay.
Yeah, I think I gave my mom a call. And
wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, yeah.
I went down to the Hudson River looking for, they used to have the tugboat race and then the tugboat pushing race. I don't know why it is that people like to have things pushing other things. I was watching an old movie on Turner Classic Movies about railroad trains, and it showed steam engines, cow catcher trying to see which steam engine could push the other steam engine backwards first.
And it's like a tug of war of steam engines.
Yes, yes, yes. And they used to have the tugboat push races in the Hudson River. I went down there and there were no tugs pushing other tugs. And I didn't even see any tugs pushing barges, so I guess everybody had the day off.
Yeah, all the tugboats had they called it quits.
Man. Yeah.
I'm trying to imagine what would give you an edge if you were a tugboat. Better horsepower or better
horsepower.
Yeah.
It would be horsepower and probably how deep the hull was in the water, because then it would have a lot more thrust and pushing power.
Right, 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 right. Huh.
Well, you know, maybe you should get a couple of the people. You could, the engineers should have a pushing contest.
We should have them push on each other.
Yes.
It's like sumo, but with less, you know, like hitting each other. You just push.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
I think this is something we need to start. Why? If you break hand contact, you're disqualified, right?
Yep.
No shoulders. No throwing off balance. You're just full strength, just forward.
There you go.
I think this is a great idea. This is great. Who needs arm wrestling when you have pushing competitions?
Exactly, exactly. The pushing of the twits.
We could call it, tug wars, or I guess that's anyway.
Twit wars.
There we go. So, yeah, that's what happened this past week with us. I guess let's go ahead and get on to gadget number one.
Okay, yeah, we're doing the last three fun gadgets from the National Hardware Show. And the first thing, when I walked by the booth, I thought, I like this idea a lot as a person with a backyard and leaves that fall. And in the fall, when you sweep them up and you're alone, you always go to open the plastic bag. You open it and you let it go as you quickly throw the leaves in. And just before the leaves hit the bag closes and the leaves are now scattered all over the yard and all over the bag. So this is a way for that not to happen.
All right, so we all know Gorilla, you know, Gorilla Tape, Gorilla Glue. So I'm walking along, and I see a sign that says, the self-standing bag. Oh, no, not you, lady. No, no, didn't mean you. No, I meant the self-standing bag. And they're new from Gorilla, and I didn't ask your name.
I'm Lauren.
Lauren is going to show us how the self-standing bag actually works. So we just took one out of a box. And we're setting it up, and
it looks just like a normal bag.
So this is thicker than a normal bag?
Yeah, so this is a 3.3 mil thick bag, about 10% thicker than standard trash bags or contractor bags. It's a 42-gallon bag, and it holds up to 200 pounds. It's got a square bottom.
200 pounds?
a gusseted square bottom, and the sidewalls that are reinforced.
Wow.
It stands on its own.
It is absolutely standing up. So what is the price of these, and are they already on the market?
These are hitting the market right now. We're available at Walmart for about $12 for a 12-pack bag, a 12-count box of bags. They'll be rolling out across the country here. And you can find out more at GorillaTough.com and look for the self-standing bags page.
Self-standing bags. And Gorilla Tough is spelled T-U-F-F?
No, T-O-U-G-H.
The normal way. Yeah, this is pretty neat.
So we saw the lady at Gorilla do the self-standing bag. And fortunately, they were giving everybody at the show a sample of the self-standing bag. And I'm going to see how it works for the novice, me. So let's see what it looks like.
It's having a square bottom that is the key.
Now, and do you, I guess we'll see you. Do you have to fold over the top?
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Oh, you know, it's a lot smaller.
Wow, that one's clear.
Hers
was
clear. Sorry. Here we are.
Hidden behind the paperwork.
All right. Self-standing bag. Using the self-standing bag is easy. Open the bag so the square bottom expands. Place on a flat surface. I don't have a flat surface in my yard, but... And then fold the top 3 or 4 inches of the bag. It will stand up. All right. So here is the... Wow.
Does it feel much thicker?
Yes, it does. It said it's only 10% thicker than the thickest bag now. At a minimum of 10% thicker, but compared to the bags I've used, this is...
You know, like when you're putting leaves in a bag, you open the bag, and just as you throw the leaves in, the bag closes. So we're going to get this. Oh, we should have started earlier because, it's nighttime. wait a minute. Okay.
See, now it has a big square bottom.
And it's daytime. All right, so I don't know if I got the bottom open enough. I think I might. And then you have to fold over like 3 inches of this.
And all the way around. A buck a bag doesn't seem terribly expensive to me, but I don't buy a lot of...
I know in Texas we'd have the paper bags for leaves and such, and they would stand
paper
open.
Bags that
you know,
big
that's pretty good
yeah but they
that's
were expensive
good. And
too.
Then like
they
if
were
you threw something in it, you know, you started throwing leaves in it, I think it would stand up. So I think the self-standing bag does stand up, and it holds a lot. They say up to 200 pounds. And for days when I feel I'm really worthless, I have a place to go and hide. The Gizwiz and Mad's Maddest Rider with his own self-standing bag. Thank you, Gorilla.
Now, this was, it was 12, how much was it per bag?
They're a buck a bag.
Buck a bag.
She said that they're 12 in a bag, 12 in a box. And they're going to be $12, and Walmart was going to be the first. Also, a 200-pound capacity, even if it could hold 200 pounds, you would have to get 19 of your neighbors to help you carry it to the curb.
This is what I was talking about.
Oh, my word. Okay.
So this is huge. It's hard to it just looks like a normal
you know what?
Bag.
I think the Gorilla thing is 42 gallons. Does it say?
It looks larger. The one you
had, you know what?
Go
back up. I think I saw 30 pounds.
30 gallons.
Chad. 30 gallons, I meant. Okay.
Right.
I think the Gorilla bags are 42 gallons, so they're bigger.
I'm trying to
and
see the weight.
3.3 mil, I believe.
And this is just a 2-ply paper, you know, and it'll stand about... yay high, you know, about waist level. But there was many, you can't put wet leaves into it.
Oh, that's interesting. And also it looked like they were $188 each.
Yeah, they were, and they were more expensive. And so, or you could get, Jeff just found somewhere else online, $2 for 5 from Home Depot. Even though this is $188 each.
It says
Oh, it's a five okay. count. Oh, that's confusing. Oh, so it's a five count.
Oh, so it's not. Oh, they're okay. very cheap.
Right. So they are less expensive. But yeah, but you know what? Paper bags don't always work for every application. Yeah. So, so having the plastic stand-up bag.
You know, the other thing I was thinking, sometimes in the winter, I sometimes put stuff down the cellar in this building here, but the cellar is filthy and I hate going down there. But I'm thinking these bags are heavy enough that they'll make great storage bags for the winter where I can just cover yard furniture with these bags, and I think they'll be well protected and won't have to move them anywhere for the winter. They can just stay out there and get snowed on and rained on. And I'm sure in the spring they will be as fresh as I left them.
Yeah. Oh, and by the way, if I look closely on this bag, it says for moist or dry refuse or special wet strength paper. So apparently you can get it actually.
Wow. You know, you learn a lot. Even you and I learn from each other.
Isn't it? Yeah, I know.
I learned that probably one of the funniest things in the world. Say it again?
I said this world is filled with too much stuff.
Oh, yes. So, and stuff to put other stuff in.
I know. It's just an ongoing cycle.
No, I mean, I already learned that I have to get myself one of those big cups to really regale the neighbors with. Tell Jeff Needles to send me a link to the big cup.
Send you a few. Yeah. We will.
The big cup, if you sent the big cup to Manhattan, you could rent it out as a room to a small family. So yeah. I don't have any room for a cup that big.
I feel like, yeah, it's like a bird's apartment complex.
Yes, exactly.
Fill it with water, bird bath. Yeah, that's great. Well, cool. That's really neat. What else do you got for us?
Okay, so the second one also is a great idea from the hardware show. So every year at the hardware show, you usually find the screwdriver with a built-in light. And you may recall a couple months ago here on the GizWiz, I had the Hemeca Schlemmer wrenches where each wrench had an LED light in the wrench.
Right.
And I was walking by the Honeywell booth, and I said, what in the world are those tiny little things on the table here? And the guy said, they are magnetic. I have a tiny one here. They are little magnetic LED lights, and the object here is, let me get something to put it on
here. While we're doing that, we found some twits outside.
Okay,
they keep knocking on the door here.
They got the free beer at the meeting. I guess
they just came back from the staff meeting. They kind of look like homeless people, I'm not gonna lie. Sure. Oh, they want me to open up the door.
Oh, my God.
Really? You're going to interrupt my show that I open up the door and get in here? You're welcome, jerks. Okay. There you go.
Oh, wow. So, your fan club.
Yeah, I guess. Anyway, back to LED.
Cut back my little camera here. So what it is instead of buying a screwdriver or something else with some reason this camera is suddenly running very slow, but there's a little on-off switch in the back, and so
you can turn
this guy
anything,
and then you can make any tool. This camera is just going berserk. I'm just going to put it in front of my regular Logitech camera over here, so you can go cut back to my regular little camera. So you can make any tool into. Let me find my little screwdriver.
That fits
here
with the month's theme so perfectly.
Yeah, exactly. So instead of having to buy a special screwdriver with an LED light, put a light on any screwdriver. And I have one over the lock on my front door. So now when I come home at night, it has a little on-off switch. And let me see the packaging here. So they're not coming out to the fall. But they're going to be really, the woman at Honeywell said, they haven't priced them yet, but they think the three-pack is going to be under $5.
Wow.
Yeah, so it has a very strong magnet. Batteries are not replaceable, but at that price, it would cost you $2 to buy a battery anyway. So
an LED, LEDs don't suck much power and they last forever.
I was just going to say that, that they're going to last a very long time. It's not even on the Honeywell website yet, but I asked them to keep me informed, and I'll put up a link. And
that's great.
When they were available. I thought that was a very clever idea.
DLR in the chat room mentioned something that I think we've all been wanting and they have not made yet. It's just to the, I mean, just the disdain of everyone, a lighted spork. So you can just make your own now.
Boy, oh boy, you're right.
Honeywell, I don't think it's gonna... to the rescue.
I'm going to have to use my my glue dots. Because my spork is plastic.
Yeah, Tony but here has a titanium spork. Titanium I don't think is magnetic.
Wait a minute, titanium is not magnetic, is it?
We still have to use those glue dots.
Glue dots.
Yeah, glue dots to the rescue.
But it's small enough that it will look great. It will look great on any
spork, any appliance. That's great. That's really nice.
You know, we could repackage them as spork lights.
We could make a deal with the glue dots, so instead of magnets, they have glue dots on the back.
Oh, nice. Nice.
I think we're magnets sell might be a better book. Sell, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's awesome. Nice. That's really great. And especially you putting it on the lock. That happens to me all the time. You get home, and there's no way to see your lock, and you could just pick it up, turn it on, see the lock, and then set it right back there. So you have the light there for the next time that you need to get in your house.
There you go. And if you go to a restaurant that happens to have metal menus,
perfect.
You can put it right on the top.
Absolutely. Yeah. I'm so excited that they're going to start making hardcover books, really hardcover books with metal backing so you can attach that. Yeah. No.
This
and if
good.
You're odd job, you know, you can just snap it right onto your hat and you have wherever you look, you got the flashlight.
Got the light. You got the light.
Right. That's awesome. Okay, so gadget number three.
Yeah, now, we'll watch the video and then I'll ask you about this.
Okay.
You know, there are people who like pens, people who like wristwatches, people who like flashlights. You know, not the flashlight you throw in your kitchen drawer, but like precision flashlights. And those people know the name Coast. Coast makes precision flashlights, and here
I'm
going to show
flashlight.
You the A9R. Come back up to my pocket to show you.
Oh, that is thin.
This is a nifty-looking flashlight.
It's like the size of a pencil.
Rubberized pocket clip, stainless steel body, 54, was it 54 lumens?
It's 54 lumens, yes, Dick.
And so when you shine it down, if you just push the button easily,
that is a perfect
it'll
circle.
Just spotlight for
it
a
is
minute.
With no black dot at the center.
All the way down, you'll get a perfectly round circle. Let me see if I can. I have the lights on a little automatic dimmer here. Let me see if I can just dim it slightly.
Wow, that is really
all right. So the company says it projects
up to
72
lenses.
Feet, which is about 15 times bigger than my apartment. And what's neat about this guy is I'll turn the light back on again. The A9R, R is for rechargeable. So you recharge this for 3 hours, and then you get 3 hours of burn time. And they make another model that just takes, I guess AAA batteries. Now, this is really neat because you can charge this three different ways. I'm going to reach over here. So what you do is it comes with this USB cable and the charging cap. So side here. Oh, I see. So now we have a green light, so it's still fully charged. If that were red, it needs to continue charging. So you can charge it via USB. You can plug the USB into an AC plug. That comes with it. Or you can plug it into a cigarette lighter adapter, and that comes with it. So right out of the box, you get the three charging methods. And again, to charge it, you just slide the cap on.
Oh, that's
they
nice.
They also sell replacement batteries if you want to carry a spare battery with you. So the flashlight suggested retail is $59.95. But ta-da! On Amazon... it's under $40, $39. What is it? I'm trying to see here. Oh, $38.98. So if you like flashlights, I think you'll like this guy. I also like the fact that, this glowing LED strip too. Comcoast, the A9R. I'm ready for my close-up now. Isn't this a very flattering light?
Not for stage. Bye. Do not use for stage lighting.
That's amazing, actually.
That's what I was going to ask. Are you a flashlight collector?
I love flashlights. I really like flashlights a lot.
Okay.
And I think it goes back to being, like, in Boy Scouts and camping, and there's a little bit of, like, you know, your neighbor has a better flashlight than you, and it's just annoying that you're stuck with the crappy plastic thing. And
oh, it's very funny, yeah. Because when I was up at ABC, I didn't show this on ABC this year, but I did a flashlight, I think last year or the year before, an elaborate thing with multi-lens, and I think it was like $130. And one of the stagehands, Rocky, said, if the stores were open now, I would go buy it. He said, yeah. I love precision flashlights.
I do too. It's a hard thing to describe, and it's funny because I can tell with that light in particular, the only way to get that perfect circle, and around the edge, it's a little bit bluer than in the center. That's using lenses to make sure that it will shape the light into that perfect circle. You get that on I forget the name of the specific type of instrument in the theater, but it has multiple lenses to get that really nice circle. And I can just tell that light, that flashlight has
yeah,
those
like
lenses.
It's like pure light, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, the problem is I don't have close to $35 to spend on a flashlight.
You're always wasting it on food and now coffee.
Who needs rent anyway? I mean,
yes,
a flashlight.
Exactly.
This is a precision flashlight. This is going to be the flashlight show.
Yes.
Because it's light. Yeah. It's light month. And it's the last week of the month. So,
yes, and soon.
I guess, we can do it now.
We can do it now. Okay.
Coast A95.
You charge it three different ways. It's a lithium polymer battery. And the battery is sort of the entire tube inside this stainless steel shaft. And you can buy a spare battery if you're really someone who uses a flashlight a lot. And you just slide out one battery, slide in the other, and recharge it just about anywhere.
Yeah.
Okay, so now, ladies and gentlemen, last week we started a new poll because we're coming. The next show we do will be in June.
Right. Right.
And Chad he doesn't just get any old crap. It's always very specifically engineered crap. And he's decided to do themes each month. And then Jeff Needle said, well, that's too easy. Why should Chad decide what
I'm a busy guy. I can't come up with all these themes every month. So
exactly.
Last week we asked you guys to vote via straw poll. And the voting is now closed so that we know what we should order and have shipped.
Oh, okay. Okay. What were the choices?
Yeah, we had four different categories. We had inflatable. We had drinking, which is like drinking like alcohol.
Oh, you could have done the cup.
We could have done the cup, you know. Now it was like liquid management. that makes that sound so dull.
No, I'm glad we didn't get liquid management.
Liquid management. Are you sure? I think next time we'll put that as liquid management on the poll. I think it'll win. We had water, so that would be things that you could do at the pool or squirt guns or stuff like
that's
that.
Good.
And then we had money. So that could be safes, that could be wallets, that could be maybe money management or stuff to do with money. And those are the four categories. And we found out our audience really wants some inflatable stuff this next month. So inflatable
ones. Give me an example of what an inflatable gadget
An inflatable.
Have you thought about this ahead of time?
We have. We currently have three things that we absolutely know we're going to get. One thing that we are in talks with a manufacturer to see. It's a little too expensive for us to buy, so we're going to try to see if they'll ship us one. That includes something like. Should I actually mention what the product is? We have toys. We have things.
Oh, okay.
There's one that will kind of protect your cell phone. It's an inflatable cell phone.
Oh, okay. This is good. Good beach stuff.
Right.
All right. Okay.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
Now
and
I realize
they all have
there
to be
is.
Filled with air, basically. You know, it's funny. We kind of had like money, water, drinking, and then air. Those were our topics. And air one. Everyone loves air. So that's what we're going to be doing next week. Next week. And I guess we should get to...
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, let's get to the final theme for this month, which was things that light, as we go to Chad's Crappy Corner.
Woo! But you might want it at Chad's Crappy Corner.
Okay, I'm back from the crappy corner. Wow. We're going to do, by the way, we also have soap, the soap of the month. The end of the month is always super exciting because we have the soap of the month, we have the poll, and the next. Anyway.
So
we have two different types of flashlights. We have three flashlights. First, let me cover the one that I'm really, really excited about. These are eco lights. The idea is that these lights will plug into your wall. So we have an extension cord here. And they have four different functions that they will perform. Not only, let's just get it out of the way. It's a flashlight, so you can take it out, you can hit the on button, and it's a flashlight. It has three different modes. It has bright, medium, and flashing, because everyone needs the flashing.
Oh, wow, look at the light cue.
Yeah, there we go. Here we can shut this.
Wow.
You can see a little bit better. But yeah, so, you know, just a normal flashlight. This is a high intensity, medium intensity, and then flashing for those emergencies when you need. I feel like there's one manufacturer that makes the that makes the chips that run the LEDs in here, and they just added high, medium, and flashing to that chip, and everyone will buy.
Oh, right, okay.
That single
so
chip.
It's just flashing. It's not SOS.
Right. It's just flashes.
Okay.
It just flashes.
Okay.
So the idea behind the Eco Light is that when you plug it in the wall, it has a few different things. One is that there's two auto settings. There's auto low and auto high, and it has a ambient light sensor on the front. So I just covered up the sensor with my finger so that it'll. Sort of detect that it is dark. There we go. And so this is auto low, and it's a little hard to tell. You may need to go to the product shot. Is that if when it's off, you know, it's obviously off, but when you turn it on, when this is my hand right here, I'm covering up the light sensor so it thinks it's really dark. It actually shoots a beam of light downwards, and this is perfect for shooting at the floor. So if it's plugged into a socket on the wall and you turn the lights off, it automatically goes into this mode where it's lighting the floor for you. And Jeff, by the way, Jeff Needles owns these. There's no packaging. I don't have any packaging for this right now because this is Jeff Needles' actual flashlight that he has in his house. So there's low and high for depending on which... which setting suits you the best. And when it's also in this mode, if the power goes out or if you pull it off of its cradle, the top of the light will turn on. So it's kind of like an emergency flashlight if the power goes out. And then, of course, it also has just the on-off switch to turn, you know, if you just want to turn it on and drop it in there, it'll do that. And then you also have the button on the top to actually just make it turn into a flashlight. So that's the button on the top. So those and these are inexpensive. They came from Costco. That's where Jeff got these, was from Costco, and they came in a 2-pack. So you can get two of them and put them around your house. On Amazon, they cost about $30, $30.99. If I look right now, and they're pretty lightweight. They're pretty You know, they're not too hefty. This isn't like them. This is plastic on the outside. It's also interesting, this charger here, it looks like it uses some sort of inductance charging because I don't see any metal inside of here. This is all plastic, which is actually, I really think, is a huge advantage because it's kid safe. Inside of here, this just looks like plastic as well.
Rechargeable battery in
there. It's a rechargeable battery
that you never replace. Okay.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. So, and on Amazon, this is also a two-pack, so you get two of the flashlights for the $30, and so $15 a light. And I actually think I might pick one of these up because putting them throughout
it's
the house.
It's basically the reason Jeff moved back to Petaluma is so that every week we get stuff from his house.
Basically. He goes, listen, I got all these cool gadgets I want you to show off. But yeah, I also you can kind of hold it up like here and point it at the floor.
Yeah, it's
just kind of
really,
neat.
It's good.
Yeah. Anyway, so that is the EcoLite 4-function LED lights in a 2-pack variety. Now, this isn't all we got. This is the last of light month, so I wanted to show off one more light, and this one is from Energizer. One of the most popular, one of the things that I remember much was John had an LED light that was basically just a panel of plastic, and when you turned it on, the panel of plastic would light up, and it just looks so futuristic. It looks so cool. And that was an Energizer product, and they've continued on with a few different flashlights. So this flashlight is from Energizer. The first function is just your normal light function. You hit the power button and the light turns on. This is on a swivel head, so it'll swivel up and down, which is kind of nice. But then its second function is the one that I like a lot, which is it has a panel on the entire light, which is almost like a lamp. But it just looks so neat. So cool being all illuminated. It uses that same plastic design. There's a few little dimples on the plastic so that it diffuses the light for you. On top of that, it has some little kickstands on the bottom of it. So if you need to set it down and point it in a direction, that works really well. Or let's say you're working underneath the car, you can flip it around and turn on the panel. It also just kind of has some nice features. One of the things that I noticed that I don't think a lot of people will is if you turn on, let's say, this front LED portion and you turn it on for a while, it's smart enough to know that when you hit the button a second time, you just want to turn it off. You don't want to switch to the LED panel portion. So if I hit the button again after it's been on for a while, it just turns straight off. It doesn't cycle to the next function, which I really like because I think it's really silly that a lot of these aren't smart enough to realize that you've had it on for a while. And I also just really, this is one of my favorite lamps. It just feels like the future. Really, really cool stuff. Do you have one there? Oh, that's the original one.
Yeah, but I have that one too, the one that you're holding. But this is their big guy.
Right. And you can pull that plastic. I was looking at the packaging. Just pull that up just a bit. And you can
You can open it up like a stand. Like that.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, just like that. And now turn it on because it's much easier to understand when it's like that. There you go.
Oh, see? There you go.
Right. So it's I don't know why, but I just love that so much.
No, I do too. And you know what? They make a lamp, a four-sided lamp, with four of these fusion panels. And I actually took the panels come out. I slid one panel out and they got to my close-up camera. I slid one of the panels out and I put an award on the little platform. And it looks like this giant presentation that I got.
That is really cool.
And also the other thing is if you hold your finger on it, it goes into dimming mode, right?
What? Does it?
Yes. Yes, do it. No, hold your finger on the button. Light it up.
It dims.
You have
very
to do
slowly.
The fusion panel.
Well, yeah. It does it on this one too.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Oh wow!
Now do that and keep your finger on.
You are the gadget guru. I had no idea.
There you go.
You are the Gizwiz. Yeah. That is amazing. I didn't.
Isn't that great?
I guess I didn't read the instructions. Yeah. I thought I understood how a light worked.
I've actually used this a little bit sometimes when I'm shooting video
because you can
just get it to go up and down just by holding your finger on the button.
You know, it's funny. Yeah. I forgot. We have, you know, late breaking intro. We have another light for you, another flashlight. If
oh my gosh.
Five different varieties was enough. Here's the sixth. This one we saw earlier, me and Jeff saw, and we wanted to put this on the show as well. This is the Mighty D Light, and it's called that because it kind of looks like a D when it's closed.
Right.
And the idea is that it opens up. You have a little switch, and it turns on. It's pretty bright. And the cool part about this is that, like the Honeywell light, it's also has a
magnetic.
On it. It's magnetic, so you can you can attach it to I don't have much metal here. And I don't really want to ruin our here. I don't know if this is in the wide or not. There we go. So it's a magnetic light. It also, because it bends, it has a built-in function of being able to bend in the direction that you want it to. If you're trying to aim it in a certain part, if you're working underneath the car or something like that. So that is another flashlight for you. If you need a flashlight, this is the show to watch. next month, it'll be, if you need something inflatable, this is the show to watch. But it also has a hook on the top.
I have that too. Okay.
You do?
God. Oh, I have that, yeah.
Does this one dim?
Darn. No, that one doesn't.
Well, don't get it, guys. I'm just kidding. we have got you covered in the flashlight arena. This Energizer, that's so funny. I had no idea. What a cool little feature, the dimming part of it.
Yeah, and you know, is it like $25? I can't remember.
Yeah, we bought this for $24.99
at Target. Okay.
I just bought it at Target. Yeah. But yeah.
Yeah, no, I like that a lot.
Yeah, very neat. Very, very neat. So that about wraps. Well, that's it for this month's lighting stuff. But it's the end of the month, which means that we have to say hi to Man Hands. So take it away, from the past.
It's time for the Soap of the Month.
Hello and welcome to another Soap of the Month. Today we have a whole bunch of people here with me. Hello. Which family should I call you? The Barry family. The Barry family. So let's quickly go down the line of everyone's name.
Nathaniel.
Regan.
Ethan.
Leslie.
Okay, so this whole family is going to help us because this week when we tested out the soap, we gave it to the whole company, and I don't think anyone guessed which soap this is. So here is your super smelly bar of soap. I'll give it to you to first lather up and try to figure out what that soap smells like. And luckily we have normal soap for you to wash off that soap smell once you're done.
It kind of smells like caramel.
Caramel? Okay. So it's not like a
did he say camel? Kind of
caramel. No clue. Okay, caramel. Let's pass it off to the next participant. Would you say that's a good bar of soap? Is it sudsy? You might use this as your home bathroom?
Probably not with the smell.
Not with
it
that
tastes
smell,
like some
it?
Sort of chocolate.
It tastes? You're saying
it smells
yeah.
like
it tasted.
Some sort of chocolate.
Let's pass it off to the next. There we go. Here you are.
Mm-hmm.
And we gave this to like all everyone at Twit.
No one could guess it.
It's a good tip. And finally, the very last. Now, would you put this in your kitchen for guests to use this soap?
No. Yeah, we have smelt it, but I can't think where.
So I can either give you guys a whole bunch of hints, or I can just give it out to you straight.
Give some hints. Yeah.
Some hints. Okay, so it is a food, but it's a food that's made with a dough.
Cookies?
No, it's not cookies.
Cinnabon?
The Cinnabon. Soap flavor or smell, scent, is pizza.
Really?
No. They guess caramel chocolate. So, now knowing that, do you want to smell it one more time? Could you have possibly thought that was pizza?
No, because it smells sweet. It smells a little like cinnamon.
Yeah, definitely.
I think this is going to be the very first soap that we give a definite not smelling
pizza.
Like pizza.
I wouldn't eat that pizza.
No.
Pepperoni, cheese. Yeah, no. I completely agree.
No.
Well, thank you guys so much for having fun with me and this soap. We've decided this smell is a dud.
Okay.
Where's my cat? Yeah. So we went ahead and gave that soap bar to the family who said they would never put the soap anywhere in their house. But
the way to get rid of it.
Yeah, it was a great way to get rid of that. So yeah, pizza. No one could guess that it smelled like pizza.
So. Now, has anybody gotten it dead on? I can't remember.
Yeah, I thought the beer. Someone guessed beer. And then
The man under the table who was smelling it. He guessed beer.
Right. Yeah, the random kids who came in. I think one of them got it. I don't remember. And then I remember new car smell was a dud with Padre. But anyway, if you want to find some fantastic smelling soap.
Padre doesn't know what new car smell is because he's only been able to buy used cars.
Right. I mean, that vow of poverty, you know, he's just never gotten a... Manhands.com is where you can... Manhands soap.com is where you can get your own soap. And that was the pizza smell. If you want your pizza soap, Chicago deep dish or New York thin crust, doesn't matter. This smells like cinnamon pizza. So there you go. So I guess let's move on to Dick's Gadget Warehouse. So many flashlights.
They're geeky and they're goofy. Together they are loopy. When gadgets pass away, he takes them out to play. In Dick's Gadget Warehouse.
Foghorn. What do you got for us this week?
Okay, all right. We have a letter from a viewer. Now, this gadget is never going to get into her gadget warehouse because it was a combination of piece of crap and gadget warehouse. She bought something she hated so much. Well, I'll actually let the video explain it. So here is our viewer video of the week.
Hey, Leo, Dick. This is my submission to I Bought a Piece of Crap.
And Chad.
I'm going to be showing you the ADATA dash drive. Excuse me, 1 terabyte HD 710 military spec USB. 3 external hard drive, military spec. Okay, so this is it. It's got a nice little rubber case on it. One thing I did like about it was the fact that the
cord's built in.
Fit into a little channel on the side, and it came off nicely. Nice little short USB 3 cord like that. I'm going to keep that. However, this, let me... let you hear what military spec sounds like. Nice military spec plastic. Just as something to go on, this is my metal drive. A little different.
Yeah, the other one sounds a little hollow.
It does have this nice little rubber case that's glued on. But unfortunately, the rubber case includes this little flap over here, which makes it very hard to plug anything in and out. I guess it's supposed to keep it waterproof, but it doesn't. You've got all this kind of peels back from it on each side. Nothing is tight. Okay, so take the... Now the attachment in here now flexes. So if I bump the table it's sitting on, my computer tells me, don't unplug your hard drive without ejecting it first. Now look at this. Isn't that cute?
Yeah, I know. That's
military specs, they say. Well,
this almost looks like a woman that's in the military, doesn't it?
Yeah. I think she knows what military spec is. This isn't it.
Yes.
Stand by. I think maybe it's Canadian military spec.
Uh-oh.
I'm all ready. And I got my tool to take care of that hard drive.
This is why it will never be in anybody's gadget warehouse.
Remaining data you might have.
Wow. Yeah, well, it's definitely hollow.
Oh, wait a minute.
Wow. it's kind of staying together there.
I was going to say.
A little tougher than I thought. But guess what? It sounds like sand inside.
Oh, okay.
So, let's file it where it belongs.
File it. Let's file this one away.
And that's it. So long, guys.
Thank you so much. That was very entertaining.
Well, you know what? I'm confused here because it's Captain Sam Pirtle, P-I-R-T-L-E. But then it says accredited marine surveyor. So she might be a ship captain. But I had a feeling she was in the military.
Right, me too.
It's possible both, that she was in the military and now she is an official captain and a accredited marine surveyor. Anyway, that's Sam. And Sam, thank you for the video.
Yeah.
You'll get... you gave the soap away.
Gave the soap away.
Right.
Luckily giving away Jeff Needles' flashlight. So, no, I'm just
kidding. Whoa, one of those?
So you could get one of Jeff's... Right. Oh, he took them away. I gave them to him when we were doing the jingle.
But you know what? Next week we'll get another video from her smashing Jeff's flashlights.
Right.
And you call this military grade flashlight?
You call this an eco light? This isn't an eco light at all.
So we're looking for videos where that was the last Gadget Warehouse video we had. So we're looking for videos, and we're looking for them quickly. A 2 to 3 minute video. It can be my Gadget Warehouse. It can be my favorite gadget of all time. I bought a piece of crap as Sam did, or I invented this. Again, just 2 to 3 minutes, and tell us hopefully when you bought it or how much you paid and why you don't want to throw it out. So many people have people email me, go, oh, you know, you talked about something and I have that in my attic. Well, don't email me. Show us it. Okay. Make a little video. Just be in the picture and make sure we can hear you talking. Send it, put it on Facebook and send the link to gizwiz@twit.tv. And if we get it on the air, you'll get fame, no fortune, but you will get some crap. You'll get a Mad Magazine, autographed Alfred E. Newman picture, and something that we most likely showed on the show.
And maybe, yeah.
Gizwiz at twit.tv.
Yeah, just send that YouTube video along, and we can easily play it on the show. No need to attach it to an email or anything like that.
Just a link.
Yeah, we don't want to download it. Yeah, just send us a YouTube link, and we'll be good.
Perfect.
Well, I guess let's move on to the letter. Love that. We have two.
And here is our letter from Glenn Blanchett, who writes, I saw your last Twit episode where you talked about the purse key hook. Well, they've been around for many, many years. I did know that. I did mention that. But here is mine. Mine is made of titanium, and it has a little bottle opener and a bit driver integrated.
Now,
I'm sorry, Josh. Josh, can you show the pictures right there on my website? This is from Glenn. Oh, there it is.
Wow.
So look at, I know, it looks
so
like.
So that's the hook part, I guess? The
yeah, that's the hook part that goes over. So if you don't know what this little device is, it's to hook on the edge of, say, a pocketbook or a backpack so your keys don't fall all the way to the bottom. You'll just know that. When you pull that hook up, your keys are on the bottom. But the ones I showed were decorative, and the one Glenn has actually is... I'm not quite sure where the bit drivers are. Can you go back to that picture?
I think that looks like something. I guess I could work on a nut, you know, a bolt.
Okay. So it would just be one single size. And... are those screwdriver heads, that little saw-like thing?
I'm trying to wonder.
I'm not quite.
It doesn't look like it.
I certainly see the bottle opener.
Right. Bottle opener's there. Absolutely.
And you're absolutely right. There is. It'll take out a certain size bolt. One single. Yeah. If you happen to have that size bolt, you are in luck.
And I wonder if one of these edges has been filed down to be the screwdriver part, possibly.
Oh, I don't know.
Maybe.
I don't know.
I'm not sure. Yeah.
Anyway. But, Glenn, thank you for telling us about your purse key hook with built-in tools. What is people's fascination with bottle openers? There were so many devices at CES. I do not see the need for an iPhone case with a built-in bottle opener. And there were like three of them.
I think it's because it's such a specialized tool. And no one is ever upset with the guy who can open up your bottle. You know?
Oh, okay.
It's like, it's the ultimate, oh, you need help with that? You know, like,
oh, okay.
You know, times. Okay. Go.
If you're running into this problem all the time, I don't think this is really what you should do to solve the problem.
More bottle openers? Yeah. A plethora of bottle openers?
Very yeah, you know.
Point. Very good point. Yeah, this flashlight also has a bottle opener on it. Did I mention? No, I'm kidding.
Oh, yeah. No, I thought the trick with bottles was that you could find a million ways, you know, the corner of a table, using the edge of a doorknob, you know, all these
fold
clever
up a
ways.
Dollar bill and pop it open. And, yeah.
Really? Now that I didn't know.
Yeah, you can. I don't do.
But it gives it a lot of leverage.
What you? Jeff's running to go get me a bottle. But from what I remember, what you do is you fold the dollar bill long ways like this. This is what I remember. I'm doing this completely out of memory. You fold it over a whole bunch of times. I think you need to try to make sure that there's no air in between your folds, which I'm not doing a great job with. And then once you're done with that, you fold it in on itself.
This was in no way rehearsed before the show.
No. I'm just trying to remember.
Someone in the chat room says you can open it with a dime. You can open it with a shoe.
I think this is how you do it.
Are you kidding me? No, this could never work.
I think I needed to do it fat ways. I think
I think it has to be a $20 bill, which is something you've probably never seen.
At least be $100. Yeah, I don't know if this is going to work at all, to be honest. And I'm doing this now really fast.
Now, someone in the chat room says the way to use a dollar bill to open a bottle of beer or soda is to use the dollar bill to buy an opener.
Right. Use the dollar bill to buy a...
To go to that great dollar store you have there now. I love that place.
Yeah, you know, we've been looking there for gadgets.
Someone says you're holding it. Great Dane says you're holding it the wrong way.
Am I? You know, you see one image on the internet and you just think that you can do it on your own.
Yeah.
But, I can hear the carbonation leaving, but I'm just ruining the bottle.
Carbonation leaving on track 5.
Yeah. I guess we should have just, is this just a screw up?
No.
No, it's not. But yeah, the slam it on the table.
Oh, there you go. You don't want, that's right. You have to have a table you don't care about the finish.
Oh, so close.
Okay.
There we go. And then.
Drink it.
Nice. Nice, nice, nice.
This episode of the Gizwiz brought to you by Coca-Cola. So anyway, there's all sorts of different ways to open up a bottle. So who needs a bottle opener, right? And I've just destroyed this dollar bill. It was nice and crisp.
You can get rid of that at the dollar store.
Exactly. They'll still take it. Well, thanks so much for sending that in, Glenn. And that's great. That's really great. And I guess that about wraps it up for us. Make sure that you head on over to gizwiz.biz to play the What the Heck Is It game.
Yes.
Or the main page. And you'll also find all of our show notes there as well. So everything we talked about, the Honeywell magnet lights, many times there's always links to go buy it yourself if it's available. Some things like the Honeywell just aren't available yet. But then click this.
And
what
right
the heck
after
is it?
The show, I'll post your gadgets too.
Right. Sometimes I come in with last-minute gadgets and I throw Dickie off. But play the What the Heck Is It game. What the heck is this thing? This blue circular, looks like has serrated edges thing. I think this is an LED. We've done so many flashlights, it must be a flashlight. This is a LED flashlight ring that you put on the top of your soda bottle so that you can always see where you're drinking.
Or maybe it's a
bottle opener. Or
maybe it's a slammer for Pogs.
Oh, my gosh, Pogs.
Pogs.
Do you remember Pogs?
I do remember Pogs.
Oh, my gosh.
They were so big for such a short time.
They were.
No, a couple
of
years.
Huge. It was like the Beanie Babies. Beanie Babies. Yeah, they were big. I remember collecting the Slammers and all the different Pogs. I had like Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle Pogs that were like my favorite. Power Ranger Pogs.
You've led a very full life.
There's nothing really after Pogs. What else? What is there?
Flashlights. Thank goodness flashlights came along just in the neck of time.
This is also a phone, if you didn't know.
It's great.
It does everything. So play the What the Heck Is It game there on gizwiz.biz. And also make sure you subscribe to us at twit.tv/gizwiz. There you'll find links to either subscribe in audio and video forms on all sorts of different players, Zune, iTunes, just about everything, and of course YouTube as well. That about wraps it up for this show, right? Do we have anything else to talk about?
I think we're out.
All
I can think to say is, I'll be here.